Why is it important to do something like this?
So one is to really always check with the local residents about what their health needs are, what their barriers may be. And then on the regulatory side, in order for not-for-profit hospitals to keep that status, they are required to complete one of these. They are required to post all of this on the website as a part of the regulation to keep that status.
And I think then what it allows, you know, the healthcare provider to learn is, hey, these are what community residents need. How do we meet that demand or meet that need? I should say meet the need is what how I should probably describe it. I mean, that's kind of what's in play here.
Correct. And as you heard during the discussion today, again, Mercer County is one of those that has a collaborative feel about that. You know, I think you heard, well, maybe we need to bring this group back together to talk about this, or we need to talk about these particular things. And those are the groups then who help to provide solutions to these things. So when it was actually the 2014, back to that first one you were talking about, where mental health challenges rose the first time. And so what we've done is just seen a progression of what we call moving the dial in providing services to residents, to over 700 different patients throughout the year.
And then the other thing I think about is the partners or collaboration that have to sit at the table. And, you know, just as an example of that today, you have Mercer County Health Department here. You have City of Aledo here. You have Mercer County Family YMCA. I know those kind of relationships and outreach and collaboration, that's kind of probably paramount in all this.
It is. Because again, as you know, once people reach a particular phase in their healthcare recovery, we don't see them again. And so that's where others help to provide that navigation longer term.